AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The United Nations Nuclear Agency says it found no evidence to back up Russia's claim Ukraine is planning to set off radioactive dirty bombs. Three locations in Ukraine were inspected. Federal prosecutors rested their case against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four others charged in the Capitol riot. The defense is expected to put Rhodes on the stand. Some recent deaths involving older model Dodge and Chrysler vehicles have set off another airbag-related recall.
The recall comes from Stellantis, which is telling the owners of nearly 300,000 older Dodge Challenger and Charger muscle cars, Dodge Magnum wagons, and Chrysler 300 sedans to park them and don't drive because of exploding airbags. The vehicles affected are model years 2005 through 2010. Stellantis says this year alone, airbag inflators blew apart, killing at least two drivers, and airbags are suspected in a third fatality. These vehicles were already recalled in 2015, but Stellantis says those who didn't get the airbags fixed are facing an even higher risk of a rupture. Worldwide, there have been at least 32 deaths linked to exploding Takata airbags, 23 in the United States. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Stellantis is the former Fiat Chrysler. At a protest rally in eastern Pakistan, former Prime Minister Imran Khan was shot in the leg and wounded. One of his supporters was killed. The gunman was immediately arrested. Police later released a video of him in custody, allegedly confessing to the shooting and saying he acted alone. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says Kyrie Irving made a reckless decision by tweeting out a link to a film containing anti-Semitic material last week. He wants to know why the Brooklyn Nets guard has not apologized. Israeli Prime Minister Lapid's office says he has conceded defeat to former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is AP News. Slightly fewer people filed for unemployment.
The Labor Department says first-time claims for jobless aid fell to 217,000 last week, down by 1,000 from the previous week, and the four-week moving average was also down slightly. The total number of Americans collecting unemployment aid was 1.49 million, the highest in 7 months, but still a historically low number. Consumer prices remain stubbornly high, and yesterday the Federal Reserve raised its benchmark borrowing rate for the fourth time this year by 0.75 percentage point in an effort to cool the economy and tame inflation. The Labor Department's October jobs report will be released on Friday. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is moving to the home of the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament. The Kennel Club announced it will take over the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in early May in New York. Westminster awarded its coveted Best in Show prize at Madison Square Garden for decades before the coronavirus forced a move outdoors. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.